Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Dave O'Brien from 99.5 The Mountain, joined by Jim Peterick. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you may not be a household name to some people, and some people might not be familiar with your name, but you've certainly had a big impact on a lot of people's lives, mine included, both as a songwriter and a performer, most notably as a member of Survivor and co-writer of the song Eye of the Tiger. Anybody can Google you or check out your Wikipedia page to see your resume, but why don't you give us a short rundown of some of the projects that you have been involved with over the years?
Be happy to, Dave. I started life with a band called the Ides of March, and our big moment was 1970 with a number one record, which I sang lead and lead guitar, and it was called Vehicle, with the big horn line, ba-da-ba-ba-da, which kind of became an iconic horn riff. And suddenly we're on the road with Led Zeppelin and Janis Joplin, and I was only 19 years old. Well, that's good stuff. And flash forward to 1977, when I put a band called Survivor together with Frank Sullivan and, of course, Dave Bickler as lead vocals. And we kind of, played the clubs for a few years, and suddenly I got that iconic call from Sylvester Stallone out of nowhere. Hey, yo, Jim, give me a call, Sylvester Stallone. And I thought someone was putting me on. Long story short, he asked us to write the title track for Rocky III. And we picked a phrase out of the dialogue from the rough cut of the movie. Rocky, you're losing the eye of the tiger, says Mickey. And we go, there's our title. And Frankie and I wrote this song in literally a day and a half, recorded it, and it zoomed to number one and stayed there on Billboard for 7 weeks. And suddenly, Survivor's on the road with REO Speedwagon and Bryan Adams and Triumph. Hell, I missed the 80s. I was on the road the whole time.
Now, how did you come to the attention of Sylvester Stallone?
Ah, good question. Well, we were on a label called the Scotti Brothers that was distributed by Atlantic Records. And, those Italian guys stick together. And one time, Sylvester Stallone was in Tony Scotti's office. And he goes, Tony, I need somebody to write the new song. And Tony Scotti plays him the Survivor album, which is the second album called Premonition. And he plays him some songs, and Stallone goes, that's the sound I want. And that's when Tony gave Stallone my number, and that's when I got the message. And so it was kind of kismet.
You make it sound like a mob deal almost. We're talking to Jim Peterick, guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter. And I mentioned songwriter because not only did you write a couple of number one songs for Survivor and Ides of March, you've written a lot of music for a lot of other artists as well.
And that was amazing because, I love collaborations. My biggest hits pretty much have all been collaborations except for Vehicle and a couple others. But one of my favorite collaborations was with 38 Special, Don Barnes and Jeff Carlisi. And 38 is still on the road playing 180 shows a year, doing about six of the songs that I co-wrote with them. First song we ever wrote together, one of my favorite songs that I've ever co-written, that's called Hold On Loosely. And then a week later we wrote Caught Up In You, and then Wild Eyed Southern Boys, Fantasy Girl, on and on. We just had a great run. And about the same time, I got together with the great Sammy Hagar, still one of my heroes. And in one afternoon, we wrote Heavy Metal, which was a top 10 record from the erotic animation called Heavy Metal.
Yeah, and one of my favorite Sammy Hagar tunes in the 38 special music was the soundtrack of my high school. You know, you mentioned about wanting to go back to the 80s. That was kind of my peak as well. I didn't peak quite as high as Jim Peterik did. But the reason we're talking to you this morning is something very interesting. You're still writing music, you're still recording music, and you've done something very timely with a brand new song. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, thanks. You know, I'm not one to, you know, sit on my hands, and I like to do what I do. In a way, I love an audience, but you don't need an audience to share your music nowadays because of technology. And that's what's fortuitous about this terrible thing that's happening. You can at least, you know, stream yourself and get the music out there. And, you know, I'm watching TV with my wife, and you're seeing groups like, you know, Black Crowes playing to an empty theater, and Keith Urban, John Legend, Coldplay. And they are doing their thing. And that's when I wrote Empty Arena. The opening line, what if the team scored a touchdown and nobody cheered? And what if the children learned all of their lines, determined to sing at their moment to shine, but mom and dad were nowhere standing near? This is the sound of one head clapping in this empty arena. It's sad, but it's also a message of hope to bring back the music and to appreciate what we have. I mean, a month and a half ago, we took for granted the opportunity to get together in a venue and a club in an arena and party together. And now, when it comes back, and it will come back, we're going to appreciate it 10 times more.
We're talking, of course, about the coronavirus and COVID-19 and stay-at-home orders. We have one here in Colorado. A lot of other states around the country do as well. And you mentioned a lot of the artists that are online sharing their music. But there's a whole bunch of other artists that are the kinds that are playing for tips or $200 a night at some loud bar for an eight-hour shift. And these are the people who are hurting the most during this time as far as entertainment goes. And actually, this song that you're releasing is going to help out some of those people.
It is. When we did our streaming show, which was accessed by 67,000 people, we offered the chance to donate to Music Cares, which is a Grammy Foundation organization. And you can make a donation to Grammy.com/musiccares. And the money goes to struggling, gigging musicians. And we raised $5,000 that night, and the contributions are still coming in. And every download of this song will be tithing a portion of that to Music Cares.
Jim Peterik wrote the song and recorded Empty Arena. Why don't you tell people where they can download it?
Sure. It'll be on Spotify, it'll be on iTunes, and if you want to see the music video, go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/JimPeterikRocks, and Peterik is P-E-T-E-R-I-K.
Well, even easier, I've got a link at 995themountain.com, so people can just click the link there, and it'll take you right to your YouTube page.
See how you did it? I love that. Thanks, David.
We're all staying connected here. We have to, as we're all sheltering in place and staying connected in the digital universe these days. I got to ask you just quick about a couple of things. Back to Eye of the Tiger. First of all, that's one of the most iconic guitar licks. I think you play the first couple of notes of that song, and there's not anybody on the planet that doesn't know what's coming next.
True that. And I remember coming up with that, and we're watching the movie, you know, the rough cut, and it's the montage of Mr. T's rising up, looking vicious. Stallone's, you know, doing Master Charge commercials. And you see those punches thrown, and I had my Les Paul around my neck, and I was trying to time the chords with the punches. A minor, A, G, A, A, G, A, E, A, G, F, bump, 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 doo, doo, bump, bump, bump. You know, and I stagger that one beat that drives every drummer nuts because I was waiting for the next punch. But, you know, I didn't realize at the time that that's half the song. That's 30 seconds of iconic, you know, stuff that, you know, I mean, it's a good song. It's a really effective song, but that intro, you're right. You can hear four notes and you know what song it is.
And it still holds up today. And I know it's been very good to you. My buddy Mike was at your house in November, and he sent me a picture of your Lamborghini that has the license plate I Tiger on it.
True that. I mean, oh my God. What a small world. Crazy.
Isn't that funny? He said it to me, and I was like, that is awesome. Jim Peterik, of course, from Survivor and Ides of March, and the writer of Eye of the Tiger, and so many other songs, including Empty Arena, the brand new one that is going to benefit Music Cares. You can download it again, 99.5themountain.com. We've got all the information there and the link. And then I got to ask you real quick, your song Eye of the Tiger is featured prominently in another cultural phenomenon right now, the Netflix series Tiger King, in one of the most ridiculous scenes of a guy jet skiing. Have you seen it?
Oh, my God. You learn something every day when you're talking to Dave. I didn't know about that. That's cool.
Well, you'll be getting some more royalty checks for that Lamborghini, I'm sure. But this is the 7-part series that's going crazy. Everybody on Facebook's talking about Tiger King, and they use your song in one of the scenes.
Wow. You know, as a former member of Survivor, all I can see is it's a gift that keeps giving. I got to look up Tiger King, dude. Thank you.
Well, thank you for giving back. Jim Peterik again, benefiting Music Cares with the new song, Empty Arena. You can download it, and a portion of that download will go to help out struggling musicians as we all get through this coronavirus and COVID-19 thing together. Jim, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're awesome, Dave. Keep the faith, stay healthy, and keep rocking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.